Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is May 9th, 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us, getting ready for the weekend. Busy weekend, Mother's Day weekend. I know a lot of you are going to be treating Mama to some lunch or brunch and just making it her day, but why not make it her whole weekend, you know? Start off early, kick it off early for Mom.
I love that. And then you have plans Sunday after the volleyball game, right?
With yeah, we're family. Just going to go out to dinner. Just it's my oldest daughter, she's at school, so she can't make it, but she gave me an early Mother's Day present. That was the tickets to the J-Hope show in LA.
Right.
So she already got me something, but yeah, so Brooklyn and my husband and I were going to go have dinner on Sunday night. And so, yeah, just a busy one with the Pro Volleyball Championships in town. I'm going to be out there hosting tonight and then actually this afternoon and through tonight and then Sunday. I think the game starts at 1 on Sunday. And then tomorrow, I had mentioned, we're going to our friend's celebration of life for their mother who passed away. So it's going to be a busy one, but, you know, it's going to be some ups, some downs. It's going to be a fun one. How about you? What do you got going on this weekend?
This weekend, it's pretty chill. Besides the fact that Sunday I'm going to be at that volleyball game too, but I'll be doing like the pre-show stuff at the Craggy Range Sports Bar and Grill. So if you guys are free, come down. They also have like a Mother's Day brunch deal, which is pretty cool. I believe it's like $25 for bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys for moms. But if you want to come out and celebrate before the game, and then Saturday doing some car stuff. And tonight I am dropping off James at his work thing at play at Luxor.
Oh yeah. That you're not invited.
I'm not invited to, which I'm cool with. Like I'll drop you off. I'll pick you up. It'll give me some time to do some things that I've been needing to do, like go to Costco and do stuff around the house. Although it's for a couple hours. That couple hours, I could do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you can get a lot done. Mm-hmm. Unless you're like me, where you make all these grand plans and you're like, oh, it's quiet, I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, yeah. That might happen too.
You said you have car stuff to do?
Yeah, so I'm doing a road trip to San Diego in June and I need to get tires.
Yeah, you mentioned this.
Yeah, and then actually last night, it was really hard for me to sleep. One, because I was going to bed when the Golden Knights game was in overtime and I'm like, I'm just going to hope that I wake up to good news. And I didn't. I know. But before that, I was getting a text message from our friends. And I think I couldn't sleep because of like excitement. And I don't know if we're rubbing off on each other, Mercedes, but I got invited to a wedding on June 21st.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What if it's the same wedding that I got uninvited from?
I don't think so.
Is it like at a winery outside of LA?
No, it's in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
In California, but they're getting married in Hawaii, just close friends. And then the weekend afterwards, they're having a celebration with more people, friends and family in San Diego on June 21st. I'm like, June 21st? That sounds so familiar. And we were talking about how you got uninvited to a wedding on June 21st.
Yeah, it's just the weirdest thing. I got no follow-up on that yet. I still haven't been able to connect with my sister to find out because she got the invite to that one, which she didn't get the original invite. I did. It's just a whole thing. And everyone's telling me I should go as her plus one. So I'm going to bring that up as just an option to her and just see what she thinks. I know she has RSVP'd plus one, but it was her husband. But I was like, hey, our husbands can just go hang out and you and I'll go to the wedding and make it incredibly awkward. But I don't think I want to do that to the bride on her wedding day.
Yeah, it's not about the confrontation.
It's not.
It would make for a funny radio show. Just saying.
I know. Do it instead of doing it for the grandma. We're doing it for the show.
That's
just to
right.
get some good content here. So yeah, it should be a fun one this weekend, and we've got a busy one on the show. So we mentioned Mother's Day, and we have this morning not one but two handcrafted silver necklaces with Mother's Day charms on them. It's worth $500 and it's from Michael Eman and Diamond Jeweler. We've got two of those to give away this morning. Your first one will happen just after 6 o'clock with an early edition of Heads Up coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We have tickets for you to see Katy Perry on her Lifetimes tour over at the T-Mobile Arena May 17th. And then just around 8:20, Benson Boone tickets. His American Heart Tour is coming to the T-Mobile Arena in September. And you're going to be there when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So a lot happening. Let's get to it. Start the show. Pre-show, you pick 'em time. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Wish by Ski-Lo? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call it. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall. Do you want to hear My Own Prison by Creed? Should have been there on a Sunday morning, banging my head. No time for mourning. Ain't got no time. Or do you want to hear Whenever, Wherever by Shakira? Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do that a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have another tie between 1 and 3, so if someone can just get a quick vote in here.
What songs are those?
Ski-Lo, I Wish, and Wherever, Whenever by Shakira. So the next vote that I get on our text line at 702-364-9400, that will be who wins.
And then did you get the one that called,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I got that one, yeah. So that is coming up. Also, on the way this morning, we have more to come on the pre-show. He watched ahead after I fell asleep on our show. Is that totally wrong? Or am I just being dramatic? The Hulu drama coming up next. But first, the votes are in and I just can't stand this delay that we have. It's going to be here any minute. 702-364-9400. Oh, okay. Whenever, Wherever by Shakira. Pre-show, you pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So I want to bring up something that it may be controversial, but I think that if you are in a relationship, this is something that you have encountered a disagreement or maybe a rule in your relationship that you've encountered at some point. Can someone settle this debate before it really becomes a bigger issue in my marriage? Or at the very least, it becomes a big issue with our Hulu login. So Matt and I, we are watching The Handmaid's Tale. Okay, so, which if you've seen it, you know, that's not like a background noise kind of show. You need to like pay attention to that show. It's intense. It's pretty emotional. You know, there's some trauma in that show. And it's our together show. We watch it together. It's sacred ground. No watching ahead. So the other night, you may have fallen asleep. When I was watching it.
You were?
I lightly dozed off is what I like to say.
Okay.
So we're laying in bed and I kind of doze off. And I'll be honest. I was out cold.
You're snoring.
But when I woke up the next morning, I asked Matt. I was like, hey, did you pause it when I fell asleep? And he's like, no, I finished the episode. How dare you? I'm sorry, what? And he just kept going like, I was lying there unconscious and emotionally unavailable. He got to find out what happened to June and left me in this limbo. I was so upset. I'm like, what? And so I said, you know, well, he's telling me how good it was. And I was like, well, should we rewatch it so I can see it? And he's like, well, you can watch it. He's like, I don't want to sit through it again. Sir, you are my husband. Rewatching things because I fell asleep is in your vows. Okay. You made a vow to me. And so am I wrong for thinking that if one person falls asleep, the show should be paused immediately? No questions asked. Or is it fair game once someone's out? It's fair game to keep watching. What do you think?
Oh, I've been in your position many times, Mercedes. I think I'm just the sleepy girl in our relationship between James and I. And I know how it is between you are so busy. Like, this is your and Matt's time. It's like the relationship is based off of just sitting down, watching your favorite shows together. So I get it. So I remember when we were watching Paradise with Sterling K. Brown. And if you know that show, it's intense.
Yes.
You are sitting at the edge of your seat and, I mean, maybe falling asleep. But I've done that before. I've fallen asleep and I've woken up and he goes, did you just fall asleep? Like, he didn't know. And I'll give him the credit. He continued to watch it. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. I just got to go to bed.
I mean, it's not like we don't wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning or anything. I mean, right. Give me a break.
So he's like, go to bed. You know, he, though, was very kind. And he rewatched that part with me.
At least he rewatched it with you. Yeah.
And I've known better. And so I've learned from that situation. When I know that I'm starting to fall asleep, I'll say, uh-oh. He'll go, what? I'm like, I'm falling asleep. He goes, man. And he's like, fine. And he'll stop it. He'll watch another one of his shows. But I think that's my advice for you, Mercedes.
I think he needs to rewatch it with me. We need to do it together. I was all upset. Like, the betrayal was so real. I almost thought about switching his profile picture on his Hulu account to Aunt Lydia just to see what he did. That'll show him. You're like Aunt Lydia to me now. It's Mix 94.1. Fever Dream.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It's May 9th. Welcome to the almost weekend. It is 6:02. I was reading an article. Google, they shared a bunch of stats on the top things that Americans have been Googling about adults. And so most likely a lot of these questions are things that kids are asking about adults, things that they want to know. And some of them are really funny. So I'm going to give you the top five questions that kids are Googling about adults, and then just answer them for me.
Okay.
You act as Google. Okay.
Okay.
Well, number one, why are adults so mean?
Okay. I mean, adults aren't always mean, but they can come off as mean because adults are always stressed out. Maybe they're tired. They're thinking about the bills to pay. So maybe they come off as mean because they're stressed.
No, the answer is because you're being a brat. That's why.
That is a very valid answer.
Number two, why are adults so obsessed with Disney?
Listen, okay? We adults are obsessed with Disney because sometimes we need to heal our inner child.
Yes.
We need to go to a place to let go of all of our worries, and that place is Disneyland, and that's why we're obsessed with the Micheladas at California Adventure.
Okay, so why is number three, why are adults so stupid?
That's a fair question, first of all.
We drink a lot of Micheladas at California Adventure.
I think because we just don't know everything. We're human. Even when we're older, maybe we think we're right at everything, but really we don't know everything.
I tell my daughter that sometimes, like, she'll expect me to know the answer to everything. And it's just like, why don't you know? And I'm like, girl, this is my first time living too. This is the first time I've lived. I don't know everything.
There is no handbook here, sweetie. I do not know.
Okay, number four. Why are adults so tired?
Oh my God. We are so tired because we have to worry not only about you kids, but we have to worry about our own lives.
Yes.
And moms. I mean, good gracious, moms. You guys really, really have it. And I that's why I love you guys, because you guys are like a phone with like 25 apps open. You have to go and switch between switch and switch.
Yeah.
And I think that's why adults are so tired.
And not just moms, dads, people without kids. Life is hard. That's why we're so tired.
Yes.
Last question that Google says that kids are Googling about adults. Why are adults so condescending to kids? Because you're only 12 and you don't know what you're talking about. That's why.
You sound like that Buddhism, mom.
Buddhism. Piper, no.
By the way, I finally am almost at the end of season 3 of White Lotus.
Oh, really?
It took
really?
Me forever. But I coming back to all 3 seasons of White Lotus, I can see why it was kind of slow. But I like it so far.
I do too. I really like this season. I know I'm in the minority, but I thought it was so well done with the characters and just the interactions. I know it wasn't as fast paced as other seasons, but I loved it. I thought it was great.
I'm almost done. So once I'm finished, maybe I'll have a different opinion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, that last episode, it's a rough one.
Is it really rough?
It's a rough
okay,
one.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't seen any spoilers, though.
I have not seen spoilers of the ending, but
I'm so
I have
glad.
Seen spoilers like of like the little things. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like the protein shakes and stuff.
Yep, the protein shakes. Some weird stuff between.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's too early for that.
Yeah, let's leave it there.
A lot to come this morning. Of course, we have your tickets to the biggest shows in town. Benson Boone tickets in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20 with Heads Up. 7:30, Katy Perry tickets with the Mega Minute. And in just a couple of minutes, we are going to have for you, perfect for Mother's Day, a beautiful handcrafted silver necklace for Mother's Day from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. This thing is gorgeous, worth $500. We'll have that for you in just a few minutes. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. She is back. She's poetic, and she is bringing her indie dream team with her. What artists just dropped tour dates, including a stop right here in Las Vegas? That's coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Trending. Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lord is trending this morning. She just announced her ultrasound world tour. And yes, Las Vegas made the cut. She's going to hit the MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 17th. The tour, it kicks off on September 17th in Austin. It spans North America, Europe, the UK, and it wraps up December 9th in Stockholm. She's got a lot of supporting acts for this tour. Blood Orange, The Japanese House, Newfer Yana, Chanel Beads, Empress Off, Jim Eastack, and Oaklu. It's basically your indie playlist come to life. So it should be, it sounds like it's gonna, I don't know if they're gonna all interchange or all of those acts are gonna be with her, but in a message to fans, she said, every show I play is a collaboration between you and me, our bodies and the machines in search of something bigger together. So the tickets go on sale on May 16th at 10 a.m. But guess who's going to be giving away Win'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets on this show Monday morning and all next week. We will have them for you. So that's going to be really cool.
Oh, this show's going to be amazing. I was looking at her tour announcement and you're right. It seems as if all of these artists might be opening for her every show, because you know, usually when they announce a tour, they'll put like asterisks for this artist.
Yes.
You know? And for that, this tour poster, it doesn't look like that.
They're all together. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting. I love her new sound. I'm excited to see if she is all new stuff or she goes back to the old stuff. But this is her latest single that came out. What was that? It has a really cool sound to it. It really, and I know she gets compared to Charlie XCX all the time, but I don't know. I'm getting those vibes in a different way, though. I can't explain it.
I've never seen Lorde live, but didn't you see Lorde when she performed at Life is Beautiful? Was that you that said that you saw Lorde at Life is Beautiful a couple years ago?
I don't recall seeing her, but that doesn't mean I didn't. There's some of it is a little hazy, you know. Once we were in the crowd for Lil Wayne to go on and then they canceled it, where it was like, I couldn't even walk straight to my car. The contact high was so intense. So.
That might have been it. Might have just forgot because of the substances around.
And that's what's trending. Okay, let's do it. It is time to win. We have an amazing prize for Mother's Day, a handcrafted silver necklace. It's got these beautiful Mother's Day charms on it. It's valued at $500, and it's from our buddy Michael from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers at the Fashion Show Mall. So if you want to win this right now, be caller 20, and you will play Heads Up. We have one category left this week, so you just have to get 6 answers in 60 seconds in that category, and the necklace is yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant this morning. Danielle, you are caller 20. Yay. You ready to
do
this?
Awesome.
Let's get you this beautiful necklace for Mother's Day, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You have one category left. So your category is Coca-Cola. National Have a Coke Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are associated with Coca-Cola, okay?
Okay. Yep, got it.
We got this. 6 and 60 seconds, and you win. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, these are all different kinds of
sodas.
Yes. Sometimes you put one of these plastic things in to drink it.
Straw.
Yes. It comes in what? In this. There's different.
A can.
What color?
A
can?
Bottle.
What color can?
Aluminum can.
No. What color can?
Oh, white.
Yes. Red. Okay.
Yep.
This is where it is manufactured. This state or this city. Okay. It's in Georgia. It's the capital. Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
This is what you drink when you're really this.
Thirsty.
Yes. This is how you might get a can of soda. You put your money in and then it pops it out.
The machine? The vending machine?
Yes. This is, there's a lot of carbonation, so that means there's a lot of these in there.
Bubbles.
Yes!
Yay!
You got it, Danielle! That's it! You got 6! Way
awesome.
To go! Oh my gosh, you are going to love this, Danielle. You just got yourself a handcrafted silver necklace with Mother's Day charms on it, valued at $500 from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Congratulations!
Awesome, thank you so much.
We are so happy for you, and here's the good news. We have another one of these necklaces to give away. Be listening in the 9 o'clock hour during the Friday Rewind. We will give you your cue to call, and caller 20 will get this necklace. Just for listening, 9 o'clock hour, it is happening. Coming up next, yesterday, a new pope was selected. And one of us knows someone who was actually there when it happened. We are going to talk about that. And also, the fact that, did you know he went to Villanova University, this
no
pope?
No way!
Who's the most famous alumni from your school? We'll talk about all that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So how many of you, whether or not you are Catholic or not, were kind of glued to your seats yesterday to see what was happening with the papal conclave and the fact that we selected a new pope? Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, who was born in Chicago, went to Villanova University. He has been selected as the first pontiff from the United States, and he's taking the name Pope Leo. His first words to the world were, "Peace be with you all," before he gave his first blessing from the balcony. And it was just, I was raised Catholic. I kind of fell off the wagon, I'll be honest.
Same.
But that's how I was raised. So it was really exciting for me to see that. And I know you and I were both kind of watching from our studios on the edge of our seats, like, who are they going to select? Who's going to step out there? And I can't believe this, but you have a friend that was actually there when it happened.
It's so true. I was so shocked to go through Instagram stories, and a ton of people were posting about the new pope. They were recording like their news, the TV, from their stories, and I'm like, oh, okay, it looks like everyone's just recording their TVs of the announcement. But I had to take a double take, because one of my friends, it showed him actually in front of the Sistine Chapel. And I'm like, oh my God. And I reread what he posted, and I had to inquire, like, how was it? He posted a picture, first of all. The first post that I saw was of him there in Rome. He said, "What a wild experience. Unelected and humbled. I need to take the time to reflect on this and my life as it is now, acknowledging both my journey and the privilege of now." So I'm like, wow, it's as if being in that crowd, seeing the Pope, even though my friend is not Catholic, the moment that brought him to that saying. So I said, oh my God, I love how you were there. Tell me more about how it was. He said, "It was spectacular. We were literally having drinks on the sidewalk, and then we see everyone running. So we just got our drinks, booked it until we saw screens showing the white smoke, ran to the Vatican and gathered and waited. It's one of those moments where you feel small, but in a good way. Like you are a part of something bigger than yourself."
That is mind blowing. I mean, being a part of history like that, regardless of your thoughts on religion or what you identify as, I think that is so incredibly cool. And now it's just so funny to hear more about him and how Pope Leo, you know, he was born in Chicago. And like I said, he went to Villanova University. Think about who's the most famous alumni from your school, whether it was your high school or your university. Who's the most famous person that graduated from your school? 702-364-9400. The fact that, you know, his brother was doing it, or was it a coworker of his that said, yeah, we just call him Bob, like that's how we refer to him. And I'm like, oh,
so
my
cool.
Gosh, this is just such a different choice. It's going to be really interesting to see how this turns out. But I was looking up like famous alumni from different schools. And so I started my college career at the University of Colorado in Boulder. And I dropped out because I moved to Las Vegas to take this job. And the most famous alumni from that school was Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who created South Park.
Oh, no way.
And they were legitimately, I kid you not, one of my friend Lisa Bihar, her brother Dean was best friends with them, and they lived together.
No kidding.
And we went to their apartment once before we were in college. They were up there, and they lived in this apartment above a liquor store, and the whole like building looked like a barn. And we went to their apartment. I mean, of course, I didn't know that they were going to be famous one day, but yeah, it was wild that I look back now. And I talked to her on social media probably a few months ago, and I was like, isn't it wild that we were in Trey and Matt's apartment with your brother? And she's like, that is so wild.
I taught at Chula Vista Middle School in San Diego, and one of the craziest alumni that went there, not craziest, but one of the things that I was mind blown by finding out was Mario Lopez went to Chula Vista Middle and then graduated to Chula Vista High School.
Oh, wow.
So it's like kind of cool. When I was teaching there, he had a drama class, or he was in drama, and that drama teacher was still there from when she taught Mario. And I would ask her questions about Mario, but she was super like short answers. Like, he was cool. He was good. I'm like, did you know that he was going to be this big star one day on like Saved by the Bell? And she goes, honestly, I really didn't. I'm like, okay.
And she's like, is that a big star, Saved by the Bell?
Is that a good show that people are talking about?
702-364-9400. Who's the most famous alumni from the school you went to? I looked up UNLV because that's where I ended up graduating from, and Guy Fieri they have listed as the most famous alumni from UNLV, which I don't get me wrong, I definitely think he's famous, but I don't know. I feel like someone maybe more famous went there. Randall Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Went to UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you guys think? We're getting some texts here. This one says James Gandolfini went to Park Ridge High School in New Jersey. I went to Harvard Law. Obama is our most famous alum. Jan says Tia Carrera.
Oh, nice.
I remember her.
Yes.
Indiana University, John Mellencamp. He would visit campus and just plop down with his guitar and play in the arboretum. And I mean, that would, can you imagine you're going to class and then all of a sudden there's John Mellencamp there singing a song for you or something?
I just looked up San Diego State. This is like the coolest one. The CEO of Jack in the Box, Linda Lang, went to San Diego State. I'm like, okay.
We're getting some other texts. This one says, I went to the University of Kansas. Paul Rudd went there. University of Missouri here. And our most famous alum is Brad Pitt. Paula Abdul and Marilyn Monroe, Van Nuys High School. That's from Claudia. Christy Turlington, the supermodel, she graduated from my high school. Coco says Salt from Salt and Peppa went to my high school. And then this one said, I think someone from Panic at the Disco went to Centennial. Yeah, I mean, local band. Interesting. You guys went to school with some famous people. This is pretty cool.
The new Pope from Chicago, though. That's kind of cool.
I know. It's going to be really interesting. And I love the meme. Memes and everything.
We got to talk about the memes later on.
Chicago memes. It's great. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, we have the Hot Three, the Golden Knights. Oh, they are blasting the officials for a missed penalty in overtime. We're going to talk about that game. Also, the rumors are that Kelly Clarkson is going to be leaving her show. And who is the name that is being considered as her replacement? We have that and more coming up in the Hot Three.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, the Vegas Golden Knights, they are down 2-0 in their second round series against the Edmonton Oilers. And They're not happy about how game two ended. If you watch, you know, Edmonton pulled off an overtime win, but moments before that game-winning goal, Vegas insists the refs missed a blatant tripping call. Oilers forward Victor Arvidsson got his stick between Braden McNabb's legs, sending him crashing into the boards. He didn't return after jamming his arm. Captain Mark Stone, he called it pretty clear cut, and head coach Bruce Cassidy, he did not hold back. He said the ref blew it and called the play dangerous. To make it worse, McNabb's, he's one of our top defensemen and obviously a team favorite, and he, you know, who knows what is going to happen with him. We're in a 2-0 hole and potentially down a key player. Game three is in Edmonton tomorrow. Puck drops at 6 p.m.
I was so stressed last night going into bed because it was around 9:50, 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, I got to go to bed and I don't know how this game's going to end. So I think I missed all of that, what you said. So waking up this morning, I was like, what happened? Like, what happened in overtime? So hearing that, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it was. I was so stressed. Like, does anyone else feel like that anxiety still in their chest this morning? I woke up this morning and I just had this tightness in my chest. Like, why am I so anxious this morning? And I think it's because that's like the last thing I watched before I went to bed last night. And I, you know, it was just such a letdown and such a bummer because they came back. They were down 4-2 and mm-hmm. then they came back and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, we can do this overtime. Let's get it. And it was just such a bummer to see. And it coming out of a, I'm not saying it's impossible and there's a reason why it's best of seven. I still have hope, but it's tough to come out of an 0-2 slump like
and
that.
And especially now that we're going to Edmonton, it's like, but I, again, we're not going to give up the faith. Go Knights, go. I'm going to be crying and praying for my couch tomorrow night.
Exactly. Also this morning, every family dynamic is really unique. So if you have a mom that you're celebrating this weekend, experts are saying really put some thought in how you want to do it. They did a survey and they asked people about their family life growing up, and people, among the people who had a mother and a father at home, 52% said their mom was the most involved in their daily activities. 32% said both parents were equally, and 7% said it was mainly their father. 77% of people said their mom was most involved with the housework, and then 14% said both parents equally. 3% said it was mainly the dad. But as far as advice goes, 38% say they turn to their mom more for advice. 30% said both parents equally, and 16% said they usually turn to their father.
Oh, how was it for you growing up?
For advice, gosh, is this bad? I didn't really ask either of my parents for advice.
Why?
I don't know. I was a bratty teenager, honestly. Like, I just, as I grew into an adult, I'd say it was pretty equal. It just depended on what it was I was asking about. But as a teenager, oh man, I just thought I knew everything. And I just didn't want to hear anything from any adult.
Who did you go to advice for if you needed it?
No one, myself.
You're like, I'm a self-made girl.
What about you?
Growing up, I would say in my teenage years, I think I lean more towards my dad because during the separation of my parents, it happened in the beginning of high school and my mom traveled a lot for work. So it wasn't even as if I wanted to, it's not like I really had a choice. It's because my dad was more physically there. And I think that's why.
And did you find like you'd ask your mom advice on certain things and your dad on certain things? Like,
it's funny because I'll actually see their difference of opinions on the same topic because I like to form my own. I want to see what my mom has to say about a struggle. I also want to see what my dad has to say about a struggle and then form my own opinion because I think my parents are, they've grown up very the same, but now that they're separated, now they have separate lives. So they're no longer integrated with each other.
Well, and it's nice to have different perspectives on things to be able to make that decision yourself. Also this morning, with rumors just swirling that Kelly Clarkson may be considering leaving the show that bears her name, NBC is working up a contingency plan on how to move forward if that should happen. And former Today Show host Hoda Kotb is reportedly at the top of the list of potential replacements. They say there's a long list of names, but Hoda is part of that list. And they said that NBC never wanted her to leave. The question is, would Hoda want to do it? She ended her tenure on Today back in January, and then Kelly's contract expires at the end of the year.
What?
So maybe they're going to go back and be like, hey, you had a year off. How do you feel about the Hoda Kotb show?
No kidding. I mean, I would have never guessed, just because I thought Hoda, I mean, from what it seemed, that she was leaving because she wanted to be more with family.
Yeah.
And then Kelly's kind of complaining because, not complaining, but she needs more time for family. So is that really a good candidate?
Is that a job for someone with kids? Especially young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something to consider. But maybe there is more wiggle room time-wise with like an afternoon type of show than a morning show. I'm not really sure. So yeah, that's what's going on there. Finally, this morning, speaking of moms, every family dynamic is... Oh, did I just do this?
You did three already.
Oh, that was my...
That was your hot three.
Did I skip the Hoda story?
No, you just did it.
No, I know. But did I do that? You did the Golden Knights. Okay, I was supposed to go Golden Knights, Hoda, mom, but I skipped it and I reversed it. So
do we push it over to the 7 o'clock hot three?
Push what?
The mothers?
Oh, no, we just talked about that.
Oh, you're talking about the advice. The moms and dads.
Yeah. It's Friday.
It's a Friday, girl.
Broadcast. It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Let's get Carla. Carla, you're caller 20.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness, Carla. This could be the day. $800 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. How are you at this game? Like, when you play along in your car, how do you do pretty much?
I would say like 20% of the time.
Okay. Right. Well, hey, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yes.
All right, Carla, here's the deal. If you guess it faster than I can, you get this diamond pendant. I'm going to step out, give you a chance at this. 20%. Like, I would say if you lost Monday through Thursday, today is your day.
I love that thinking.
Give it a go, Carla. I'm going to leave, but good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio, taking her headphones off. Carla, this is how the game works for Beat Mercedes.
Yeah.
You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud. Once you say got it, within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay, Carla?
Got it, yes.
All right, I feel you. This is it. All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
On the floors of Tokyo, a ton of London towns of go-go, with the record selection.
And that's 20 seconds. Anything? No guesses? Carla?
Yeah.
Any guesses?
No, I nothing. This is one of 80% of the times that I don't get it right.
That's okay, Carla. Hey, I'm going to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
Carla, what do you said you drop your kids off at the school. Where do they go?
They go to Thurman White Academy.
Thurman White Academy. Okay, Mercedes is back. Let's see how she does. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. It's Friday.
I'm going to reset the clock here.
Okay.
The next song that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, got it. Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol?
Ooh. Hey.
Ooh. Your reaction is now making me second guess myself. But no, that's Billy Idol. Dancing with Myself.
Okay. You stop the clock. At 4.1 seconds, which is kind of long for you. I'm not going
to
lie.
I had to wait for that guitar to kick in. Stop. Leave me alone.
Okay, I won't give you a hard time because Carla went the full 20 and she didn't know it because you are right.
I was right.
Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol.
I'm sorry, Carla. Okay, today was one of those 80% days, I guess. I'm sorry, but the good news is, guys, Monday morning, guess what? We have an $825 diamond pendant from Michael Eman in Diamond Jewelers. And it's going to be yours if you can beat me with Beat Mercedes on a Minden Monday. So make sure you're listening right now, though. This is a good Friday song. Billy Idol, it's Mix 94.1. On the floors of Tokyo, down in London town. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is it Aubrey?
Yes,
one?
Okay. Aubrey.
Hey, Aubrey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Steph told me she was talking to you off the air, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, poor Aubrey. You have to talk to her." And what's going on right now?
Yeah, I have a bit of a dilemma. My daughter graduates from pre-K on the same day that my sister graduates with her PhD hooding ceremony.
What about is it the same time?
The same day, the same time.
Oh. Mm-mm. So you
and
were...
my sister, well, she just worked her butt off for this. I don't know. I'm a single mom. Dad is completely out of the picture. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. What a dilemma to have. Like, what are you going to do?
Well, my sister said that she'd understand if I didn't attend, but I really feel like I should. I don't know. What should I do?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I'm so sorry you're in this spot. What a tough spot to be in. But can we, like, stop and look at the bright side for half a second and, like, round of applause mm-hmm. to both of these amazing milestones, right? Pre-K, PhD, huge. You have some amazing people in your life, it sounds like, Aubrey. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I just feel like... Yeah, your sister has, she obviously has spent years working towards this moment, and I'm guessing all-nighters and research and tears, but her hooding ceremony, it's like that symbolic moment too, where she's like welcomed into that academic elite group, you know, so it's huge. But just as a mom, and this is probably the mom coming out in me, I mean, your daughter's your world, right? And she's going to have one. I know it's pre-K graduation. People are out here thinking, no, it's pre-K. Oh, come on. But I mean, you're her everything. And if dad's not in the picture, and if you're not in the front row, just beaming and clapping, she'll notice that. So that's just my thing. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Plus, if your sister said she already understands, you know, she probably gets the position that you're in, and I would say celebrate your sister in a really big, meaningful way afterwards, like a dinner or a party. And right now, though, I think daughter, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Aubrey, I'm going to bring in Lizette. Lizette, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think you should go to the daughters 100%. Children don't really understand why you weren't able to go. Unlike adults that have, like, they can understand it more and say, okay, you had something important to do. Children just, you know, want to show you off to their friends.
Yeah. That's true.
Poor.
That's true.
No, it's one of those like milestones where all, you know how like all the kids are looking out. Thank you, Lizette, for calling. All the kids are like looking out and into the audience, and there's mom, there's dad. Steven, you have a little bit of a different take though. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she should go to the PhD with her sister. Her daughter's pre-K. Her daughter won't remember in a couple of years that she wasn't there. Her sister will remember now for her life that she wasn't there. So I think she needs to go to her sister's things, maybe even take her daughter with her. That way her daughter doesn't even realize she missed it.
Do you think, Stephen, though, that even though her sister said, like, hey, it's cool, I understand, like, that's kind of her way out on that one?
No, I think deep down her sister really wants her there.
Oh, now we just made it 10 times harder for you there. Hey, Steven, thanks. Thank you so much. Corinne, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Mercedes, I'm 100% in your camp on this one. I think that the pre-K is the most important, and maybe you celebrate your sister afterwards with her, like you said, but like, imagine your daughter looking out in the audience and she doesn't see mom. And like you said, Mercedes, mom is her whole world. And maybe it's just the mom and me, but I just can't imagine missing something like that. And your sister will completely understand. She's your sister. She loves you. And I think there's just an unspoken thing between women. They understand, like, mom priorities come first.
And I'm wondering, as her aunt too, Aubrey, like, wouldn't she want her niece to have her mom there at that graduation?
Yeah, I think that absolutely she would. She would want the best for her niece. Any aunt would want that.
It's just, it's a tough predicament. I get it. Let's talk to Corey. Corey, good morning. PhD or pre-K? What do you think?
PhD all the way. And I think she should take her daughter.
But then her daughter misses her pre-K graduation.
I think it's okay to celebrate a larger victory.
Aubrey, do you think your daughter would be okay with missing her graduation on that?
She does know it's happening. I don't think she really understands what it is. So I guess.
I like your line of thinking, Corey. Like, that's a cool monumentous occasion. That would be cool if you could bring her in her cap and gown. If you could ask the administration, hey, could you do me a favor and like hand this little diploma to my daughter really quick while you're home? Wouldn't that be super cute?
Yeah, that would be actually super cute.
I don't
cute.
Know if they would do something like this. What do you think, Steph?
Oh, man. As tough as this dilemma is, I would choose my sister's PhD only because this is super... It's a once-in-a-lifetime achievement. I mean, the milestones I get... I mean, really, is this a really big milestone from pre-K? You're learning finger painting, okay? And then you're learning, like, crazy stuff from PhD. Like, you're really, really going out in the world and making a difference. No offense to your daughter. She will one day. But I think it shows an example of her aunt graduating from her doctorates. So, Aubrey, I say go to your sister's graduation.
I get where you're coming from. I just think it's more than about finger painting. It's a symbol for her mom being there for her. Dad's not in the picture, you know? I just feel for the little girl. Let's wrap things up. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on with Aubrey. What do you think?
Mike?
I'm sorry. This is Dominic. My bad. Okay. So here's what I think. I think that she should go to the pre-K all the way because your sister is graduating. I'm not sure if your parents are in the picture, but your daughter's not going to have anyone there for her. And I'm sure your sister's going to have other family there, all her friends, whoever's going to end up being at that graduation. But your daughter needs you, in my opinion.
No, I agree with you, Mike. Aubrey, we literally made this not... We got you some good advice. I don't know that we gave you an answer, but I just think that... In this case, you're not failing anyone. I think that you are just prioritizing your little one who thinks you're her world. And so it's up to you. Will you let us know what you end up doing on this thing, Aubrey?
Yeah, I will.
I'm so sorry you're going through this. Man, I can hear it in your voice. You are like
She's
so
distressed.
Torn up about this.
Do you really remember your pre-K graduation, though?
I don't, but I do remember that my mom was there for every single event, and it meant the world to me. And I remember my girlfriend, her Pam K was her name. Her parents never came to anything, and it... And she was always sad about Aww. It. And so I never forgot that. Pam, and she had an older sister. I can't remember. Her parents were never able to come. And so we sat next to each other because it was Kay and I guess Martina. So there was no L's in our class. But I just always felt so bad for her because my mom would be waving to me and she didn't have anyone to wave to her.
I get it.
It's tough. I don't know. Obviously the mom and me coming out. So we'll keep you posted. Thank you, Aubrey. And congratulations to both those amazing ladies in your life. That's pretty cool. All right, it is time to win. Who wants Katy Perry tickets? We've got them. The Lifetimes Tour coming to the T-Mobile Arena May 17th. We have your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Can you name them all correct in that time? If so, these tickets are yours. It's been a minute since we've had a winner, so we would love to round out this week with one. Caller 20 right now, you are playing the Mega Minute. Our number is 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, we have our contestant, Donna, your caller 20.
Yeah. Hey.
Are you ready to win some Katy Perry tickets?
We are.
Okay, who's we? Who do you have in the car with you this morning?
I have my daughter Cecilia and my daughter Ariana.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Hello.
All right, guys, let's get together. Let's work as a team here for the Mega Minute. If any of you know one of the answers to these questions, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right, if you guys are struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What color cat is said to be bad?
Black.
Yes. What Katy Perry song starts with the lyrics, "Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?"
Hot and cold?
No. What is the term for animals that eat meat?
Carnivore.
Yes. How many ounces are in a cup?
Eight.
Yes, Larry Bird won 3 consecutive NBA MVP awards with which team?
Pass.
If you're headed to California from Las Vegas, what interstate freeway would you primarily take?
15 South.
Yes, which fruit seeds are used in the making of grenadine?
Pomegranate.
Yes, in track and field, what is the term for the event where athletes throw a metal spear?
Pass.
What state is known as the Pelican State?
Oregon?
No. What Adam Sandler movie? Oh, darn it. Oh, man, you guys, you got some tough questions. There were some where I was like, huh?
Yeah, same.
The Katy Perry song starts with the lyrics, "Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?" No, Katie, we don't. But it's Firework. Firework.
Every time
song.
I see a plastic bag, it's that song has forever changed
I know.
Me.
Larry Bird won 3 consecutive NBA MVP awards with which team? That's the Boston Celtics. Track and field, the term for the event where athletes throw a metal spear, that's javelin. The Pelican State, also known as Louisiana. And we just barely started that Adam Sandler movie question. Didn't get it. The answer was Billy Madison. But that means no winner of the Mega Minute. I'm sorry, Donna and Ariana and Cecilia. You guys really gave it a good go. Those were tough. That means caller 20, you get these tickets. 2 of them to the Lifetimes Tour, Katy Perry on May 17th at the T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
After one of the shortest waits in history, the Vatican's papal conclave chose Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, a 69-year-old from Chicago, as the new Pope yesterday. Why didn't they play this for his introduction?
They should have. They missed a big opportunity.
I'm telling you, this guy, he sounds so cool. Just the more I learn about him, he's the first American-born pope to lead the Catholic Church. They're 1.4 billion members. He worked as a missionary in Peru, led the Vatican's bishop appointment office, was a surprise pick. A lot of people expected a European pope after Pope Francis. And his choice of name suggests that he aims to be a strong leader in tough times. He attended Villanova University. It was funny because they asked a close friend of his, whether or not he was a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. And he said, replied one word, Sox. So now we know.
That's too funny. And then there's so many funny memes about just him being from Chicago. Like he's probably eaten the most hot dogs than any other Pope. And then not only the Chicago Bulls bed that they should have played, but also this song here. Missed opportunities, man.
There was, I don't know if any of you guys watched the show Victorious, but her sister, there's a scene from that where she goes, Chicago, Chicago. And that was literally in my head all day long yesterday. I just, I think it's pretty cool. And I learned something really fascinating about just this whole conclave process. I'll have to talk about it next hour. I was completely blown away. We'll talk about that coming up. Mother's Day is on Sunday, so people across the country are going to be celebrating mom, but it's not going to be as extravagant as in years past, because according to a new survey, 71% of Americans say they're going to give gifts this year, but they're just not going to be spending as much on them. Spending is it's down quite a bit, but I guess this sounds like a lot to me. People will spend an average of $148 on Mother's Day gifts, but that's still down, which surprises me. No offense, but I don't spend that much on my mom for Mother's Day.
How much do you think you spend on her?
Oh, I can tell you right now. I have the receipt. I sent her favorite cake from Whole Foods,
which is
it's the Berry Chantilly cake.
Ooh.
And then I sent her a bouquet of flowers, and it was $41.63.
Oh.
So that, I mean, now I'm second guessing. Are you all spending $150 on your mom for Mother's Day?
No, because mine's even cheaper than that. I found something off Amazon, and my mom is obsessed with sunflowers. So I was like, oh, I'll send her this cute little vase that has like cute little sunflowers that light up. And it was like $22.
Oh, look. Maybe we're cheap.
I mean, maybe. Ugh. But hey, it's a thought that counts, right?
Exactly, exactly. All right, finally this morning. Do you remember the TikTok trend when people were cracking eggs on their kids' heads?
Yes.
So, this woman in Sweden, she actually has been convicted of harassment and ordered to pay her daughter $2,000 in damages for posting a video cracking an egg on the girl's head.
Wait, how old was the kid?
She was young. I don't know how young, but she was too young to make the complaint, but someone else made the complaint.
Ugh.
And then a prosecutor picked it up and ran with it and argued to the judge that this was not fun. It's pretty cruel. She said, you simply don't do that to a child. To record and humiliate the child and then broadcast it to thousands of viewers, I find that incredibly degrading. It's a reckless act. And the judge agreed. The mom says it was just a harmless prank. What do you think?
I mean, remind me how the prank goes again with the egg.
I think, did they tell them that it was like a hard-boiled egg or something? Or I don't remember what it was, but, oh no. Who remembers? I'm on TikTok live right now. Do you guys remember the egg prank? I don't remember that one. The one that makes me laugh, and it's probably just as cruel, is when babies are crying and you throw a piece of American cheese and it lands on their forehead and then they stop crying.
I mean, does it work? So you're telling me like the baby's in the high chair sitting crying, wah. You just get a slice of cheese and throw it at her face.
And it sticks. And then they just stop crying. Look up that trend. It's funny, but maybe it's on the cruel side now that I think about it.
Okay, I'm watching the TikToks of the eggs, and it's just straight up like you're pretending to cook, and then instead of cracking it on the table, you're just cracking it on the kid's head.
Oh, that's right. You use their head to crack it. Yes. To use the egg. Oh. So which one's more cruel, the egg or the cheese one?
The egg.
You think so?
I think the egg, because what if it accidentally goes on your face?
Yeah.
Cheese?
The cheese, it just, you know, slaps it on there. You still use it for your sandwich a little later if you want to.
You want a grilled cheese, honey?
It's up to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Friday, and that means it is time for Mertz Knows Best. When I answer your questions or dilemma, or maybe you're just asking for some advice, I will answer you the best way I know how, with love and compassion, but I also will divert to the other side of myself, who will give it to you straight. And she's Mertz, right?
Yep, Mertz, your nickname. And because honestly, there's two sides to you, Mercedes, which we love and care about the Mercedes, of course. But we also love and care about Mertz, who just gives it to you. No nonsense, straight up. And seriously, sometimes it's the words we need to hear.
You know, I'll give it to you with love and compassion and also honesty. You can do it. You can do it both ways. So who are we hearing from today?
Okay, this is from Jeff, okay? Jeff, he is a longtime listener, first-time advice seeker, and he's a dad to a 16-year-old daughter. This is what he says. His 16-year-old daughter recently asked me to meet her new boyfriend. According to her, he's the real deal. Sweet, kind, someone she really likes. So he came over, and I was not impressed. The kid seemed clueless, not articulate, not sharp, not someone I choose for my daughter. After he left, I told her I didn't think he was a good match and that she could do better. She got upset and told me that her mom, which they're divorced, thought he was great. I got frustrated and said, well, that's why I'm not with your mom anymore.
Oh.
She's not exactly known for her great decisions. Not my finest moment. Then I know, I actually pulled out my checkbook and offered her money to break up with him. She turned it down and called me a jerk. She actually called me a worse word, but I don't think you could say it on the radio. Was I out of line, or was I just being a dad trying to save his daughter from a mistake? Signed, Jeff.
Oh, man. You got yourself into it, Jeff. Okay, from Mercedes.
Yeah,
here
let's
we
get
go.
Mercedes first.
So I definitely, I can hear your heart in this. I really can. I know you're coming from a place of love. Maybe just some mistakes were made. You want the best for your daughter, and I get that. And when you watch her pick someone who is, who you feel is not good enough, that can be hard. But when you called out her boyfriend and then threw her mom under the bus, and then you tried to buy your way out of that relationship
with a checkbook.
Yeah, that kind of snowballed. I think the danger here is less about the boyfriend and more about your relationship with your daughter. And she needs to know that she can go to you without judgment, and that when she, even if she's making choices that you don't love, that she can still go to you. So I think that the best course of action here is to apologize and just let her figure it out. Kids have to make mistakes. Sometimes kids learn more from their mistakes than they do from their parents' money. So that would be my advice. I would step back and apologize for this one, Jeff.
Okay, Mercedes, we've had enough of the loving, sweet, kind.
Hey, that hurts my feelings that you don't like my soft side.
That's not true. I like your soft side, but let's be real. We need to hear from Mertz. We need the honest, blunt opinion. So let's get to it.
Okay. All right. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Jeff, babe, you did not just overstep. You took a flying leap off the cliff of reason. What is wrong with you? Let's break this down here. Your daughter brings home a boyfriend, and instead of playing it cool like a normal, emotionally regulated adult, you decide to insult him, insult her mom, and then attempt a buyout like you're bidding on something on eBay. You pull out a checkbook? What century are we even operating in? And let's be real, if this kid is as dumb as you say he is, you basically gave him the greatest underdog story of all time. Now he's the rebel boyfriend, and you're the evil dad that tried to pay to eliminate him. Congratulations. You just made him 10 times more appealing. And then the fact that you told her that she's going to regret not taking the money when they break up. Who even says stuff like that? They say stuff like that in my K-dramas. Give me a break.
Stop.
So yeah, Jeff, you weren't just kind of a jerk. You were the full parade, my guy. Marching band, grand marshals, banners. Take a seat. Apologize. Maybe next next time, try being the calm, wise dad in the corner, not the guy writing emotional bribes. Sheesh.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking a lot this morning about the Pope and how we have a new Pope, Pope Leo from Chicago. And I learned something new about this whole process. Is there a random fact that you know that you like pull out for every party or every conversation and that has people like, whoa, what is that random fact that always gets a reaction from people? 702-364-9400. So get this. I learned that when cardinals are locked away during the conclave to choose a new pope, their menu is basically like sad Italian. It's like plain spaghetti. It's boiled vegetables. It's minestrone soup. It's lamb skewers. Okay. That's basically what they eat.
And okay.
The reason why is because the fancier foods like the stuffed raviolis, pies are banned. Even like whole chickens are banned. They're banned because they are worried about the temptation of people putting notes in those things during the conclave meals.
And what would be passing those notes?
Like, vote for John.
Oh, no kidding.
And then you put it in the rigatoni, and then you pass the rigatoni over to and someone gets it. I mean, could you imagine if they really did that? I seriously doubt that has ever happened. But the fact that they're taking those steps to prevent that from happening, I think that is such an interesting fact. I had no idea they did that. I am now going to be telling everyone that fact.
I can't imagine, like, I'm in part of one of the conclave and I get a cannoli, and in my cannoli I take a bite, and then there's a piece of paper in it like, vote for Signor so-and-so.
Yeah, he's the best. He will make the best pope. Come on. 702-364-9400 is our number. Is there like a fun fact that you know that you always, it's always on your mind and you will tell anyone that fun fact?
Oh my God, I have two.
Okay.
I'll go with the first one. Try this. You cannot hum like while holding your nose closed.
I'm laughing so hard because Ellie on TikTok just gave us that same fact.
Stop.
And I tried it.
Do
and
it.
I can't do it. I tried it already.
Pinch your nose.
You can't hum and
you cannot hum while holding your nose closed.
You try it.
Okay.
Pinching my nose.
That's impossible.
That is so weird, right?
That's so bizarre. Cody says that chickens don't have bladders. They don't? I don't want to start talking about the anatomy of a chicken, but like, why? Don't you need a bladder? Okay. Wesley said only female mosquitoes will bite you. Those bees. Oh my gosh. They love me. I'm so upset about this. 702-364-9400 is our number. What is the random fact that you know? Did you know, this is the other one that I know. This is my go-to. Did you know that when wombats go number two, it comes out in cubes?
What?
Wombat poop comes out in a cube.
Like squares?
Yeah.
No kidding. Have you ever seen?
Well, not in person, but online. If you look up wombat poop, they're squares.
How is that possible? Is it their shape?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't like package itself afterwards. It's so bizarre. Sarah says you can't touch the top of your shoulder with your palm.
You can't, say it again? You can't touch
the top of your shoulder with your palm.
I
feel like I'm close.
I feel like I'm close too.
But actually, yeah, I mean,
what do you think? I think I'm
No, probably... you're on your back. Right here.
Shoulder?
Here's the top of your shoulder.
Oh, like this?
Yeah, touch.
Oh, yeah.
With your palm.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I look weird. No, I cannot do that.
This one says women are stronger than men. Hey.
Duh.
Yes. Tammy, what's the random fun fact that you know?
I know that people's lip color, the color of the skin on their lips, is the same color as the body part that would be covered by a pasty on the boobs.
Wait, you're telling me our lip color is the same color as our nipples?
Yes, absolutely. Fun fact.
Wait, I don't know if I want to check this, though. I'm looking at my lips, and I don't know if that's the same color as my nipples.
Looking at the lips and looking at the nips. Oh, my gosh. We're going to all be looking in the mirror. That one. I'm going to be looking at you and be like, okay, pinky.
Wait, are you wearing lipstick right now, Mercedes?
I'm not wearing lipstick right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I have a visual.
All right, it's time to win with Heads Up, and we have your tickets right now to see Benson Boone. The American Heart Tour coming to T-Mobile Arena on September 26th, and you are going to be there when you win Heads Up. We only have one category left since it's Friday, but if you get six answers in 60 seconds on that category, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Ariel, good morning. Ariel?
Ariel, you there?
There we go. I thought I heard something in the bathroom. Couldn't hear anything. Hi, I'm here.
Ariel, you're caller 20. Yay! Ready to play Heads Up?
Heck yeah, I've been trying to get on this freaking contest for the last 2 weeks.
All right. Well, we've got your Benson Boone tickets. These Benson Boone tickets, they go on sale this morning officially, 10 a.m., but yours for free if you win Heads Up. Your category today is Nailed It. Nail Day was on Monday. So these are all things that are associated with nails, okay?
Okay.
6 and 60 seconds is all we need, and these tickets are yours. Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
The 60 seconds for Heads Up, it starts now.
If you paint your nails, you use this.
Nail polish.
Yes. Some women get this, like, layer of this on their nails to make them stronger.
Acrylic.
Yes. This is, you cut these to make your nail bed bigger.
Cuticles.
Yes. If you have filed your nails and you want to, like, smooth it out, you use one of these.
Nail file.
No, you've already filed them, and they're kind of rough.
A buffer?
Yes. This is, if you have gels, you'll put your hand under one of these to make it cure.
A UV light?
Yes. This is a type of style where just the top of your nail is white and the rest is natural colored.
French tip.
Yes! Wow, Ariel! Do you get your nails done on a daily basis? Because only you would know all of these.
No, but I've been wanting to get my nails done. I know all that stuff. I've been gotten my nails done a few times.
Oh, girl, you better get them done because you're going to see Benson Boone. Benson Boone. September 26th at the T-Mobile Arena. You are in first and for free. Congratulations. And the winning, it has not stopped on this show. We still have another really cool prize for you next hour. A beautiful silver necklace for Mother's Day worth $500 from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Be listening for your cue to call coming up 9 o'clock hour during the Friday Rewind. Speaking of Rewind, let's take it back a little bit. Here, Jimmy Eat World, it's Mix. Hey, don't write
yourself. Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Betway has analyzed 50 of the most populated cities in the country, ranking them based on key factors like the key factors that are associated with being cool. So we're talking about the median age of residents, the number of street art murals.
Oh,
yeah. That makes you cool, I guess. The number of vegetarian and vegan bars and restaurants.
Okay.
The number of record stores, the number of upcoming music events, and the number of tattoo parlors. So with all those things taken into consideration, do you think Vegas is cool or do you think we're a little uncool?
I think we would be more on the cooler side. I'm thinking murals. We have a lot of those.
Yeah.
Tattoo parlors. Pff, ton of those.
what vegetarian and vegan bars and restaurants?
I'm not too familiar with many. I know there's one in the Resorts World.
I know that. Yeah, Crossroads Kitchen. There you go. Super good. It's funny because I took my family there, not telling them it was a vegan vegetarian place because I knew they would have been like, didn't tell them. They're like, this place is awesome. We got to come back here more often. Da, da, da. I was like, you know, it's a vegetarian place. And they're all like,
that's cool.
It was so funny.
It tasted the same, probably.
Better. Like, it was amazing. It was really good. Well, anyway, according to this survey, we're the second coolest city in the country.
Yay!
The second coolest. Las Vegas is number two on the list. The only city that beat us was Boston, Massachusetts. They
no
are
kidding.
Slightly cooler than us. We were followed by Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, California, and Seattle, Washington. Your hometown, San Diego, came in number 12.
Okay.
Not too bad. My hometown, Denver, Colorado, number 6. So we come from some pretty cool places.
Boston, have you ever visited?
No, that's actually on my bucket list. I really want to see a game in Fenway Park, even though I do not like the Red Sox. That is just such an iconic ballpark. I want to go there.
And the rivalry between the Yankees, I mean, you would want to kind of be the opposing team in a home team's field. So I can see that.
I don't. I'm scared on that. Are Boston fans really mean to Yankees fans? I can handle some light razzing, but I don't want to like have a beer thrown at my head or anything like that.
Maybe hide your Yankees jersey.
Also this morning, speaking of sports, the Vegas Golden Knights, they are down 2-0 in their second round series against the Edmonton Oilers. And they are not happy about how game two ended. Edmonton pulled out an overtime win, but right before the game winning goal, Vegas insists that the refs miss a very blatant tripping call. Oilers forward Victor Arvidsson got his stick between Braden McNabb's legs, and that sent him crashing into the boards. He didn't return. He jammed his arm. Captain Mark Stone, he said it was pretty clear cut. Head coach Bruce Cassidy, he did not hold back. He says the refs really blew it and called that play dangerous. And to make it worse, he's one of our top defensemen, and now we're in a 2-0 hole, potentially down a key player. Game 3 is in Edmonton tomorrow, and puck drops at 6 p.m.
I really thought we were going to get that game last night, especially in the third period when I was like, oh my God, we're going into overtime. This is going to be our, you know, we're going to come back from this. And then I woke up with no.
I know. It was so stressful to watch. I can't imagine for those of you that were actually there. Oh my gosh, I would have been losing my mind. I'm literally in bed trying to fall asleep, and I couldn't sleep after that. I had anxiety afterwards.
It's like, even and you're at that game, I'm like, I would have probably lost my voice from how mad I would have been at the refs.
It was pretty bad. Finally, this morning, this is a classic move that a lot of parents make when their kid turns 16, but experts are saying maybe you should not be doing this. So this study found that giving your teenager your old car is not the smartest move. They say it could be a deadly decision. Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash. And for cars over 15 years old, it jumps to 31%. And it's because new drivers, they're not good at it for a little while. And new cars have a lot more safety features for them, like side airbags and emergency braking. And giving your kids an old car, that's a popular move for a lot of parents because it usually means that the parents get the new car.
Yeah, which is kind of makes sense. I mean, the money should go to the parents and not the kids, no offense.
Yeah, but according to the study, it's safer. It's a safer call to give your kid the new car or maybe just trade the old one in for something that is not as old. It doesn't have to be brand new, but just within the last 5 years. Did you get a hand-me-down car?
Every single one is a hand-me-down car.
Yeah.
My first one was a 1992 Toyota Camry from my aunt, and I didn't drive till 2007. So think about that distance. And then also, I mean, I would say the newest car that I have is my current car, but it's a hand-me-down from my dad. So it's like I've never really had a brand new car before.
My first car was my dad's Volvo, and that car was safe. It was like it was like an 80s Volvo. So it was going to protect you. Yeah, there was not a lot. I remember I got rear-ended in it once. There was not a scratch on my car. That car went underneath my car. I just felt a little tap and I was like, "Oh." And I get out and I'm like, I don't know, 18, 19 years old. And I was like, oh gosh, I think I've been in an accident. I'm like, well, it wasn't that bad. She just tapped me. I go out and her car is completely underneath mine.
Oh my God.
I didn't feel a thing because I was in the Volvo. She was in a Karmann Ghia. Do you remember those?
No, what are those?
It's like, it was like a sardine can, but it looks super cool. They look really cool, but there's not a lot to them. And that thing just went right underneath my car.
Oh my God. These little cars are so cute.
Aren't they adorable?
But it's a classic car, right?
And yeah, it was a classic car.
Kind of tiny.
The thing is the girl that hit me, I knew her. Like, we were friends. She was following me somewhere and she didn't see me brake. So it just went right under. Like, I don't know if that was a hand-me-down car, but yeah, her parents made a mistake on that one.
No kidding.
All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, you guys, we're going to kick off the Friday Rewind, your favorite songs from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and more. Get those requests in early. 702-364-9400.